Kurt, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. I keep hearing different numbers. How much revenue will we have coming in that is projected revenue?
Well, here's the, and it is confusing, Tony. Here's the story. There's $429 million in extra revenue that we're going to generate in fiscal year 11, and that fiscal year ends September 30th of this year. And that's money that we'll have to spend in 12, starting after October 1st. So, you know, the projected revenues that we have forecast for 12 for next year are actually offset by the tax plan changes that were passed here a few days ago. So we're really looking at about a $400 million figure that we have in extra money, actually one-time money that we can work with the legislature to figure out how we're going to spend.
I know you're going to help us to get to John Nixon on the program later this week. I've heard the governor say he wants some of this funding, if not all of it, to be put in a rainy day fund. Do you have any idea where this funding, this additional funding is going to go, if any, will go to K-12 funding?
Yeah, we don't know at this point, Tony. Obviously, there's a lot of folks that are, I mean, this is good news. Don't get me wrong. It's good news. The state's got, you know, extra money. It's always good to have money in the savings account. But, you know, the message we sent yesterday and are sending again today is that it is a savings account. You don't want to spend all that down. So I think the rainy day fund will make some sense and will generate some interest. I certainly know that education will be interested. We've already heard from unions, you know, state employees, and so there's a lot of folks that will be after this money, but, you know, we do need to proceed with caution, and we need to be prudent with how we spend it.
Well, Kurt, it's kind of like me finding a $100 bill somewhere, and all my friends want me to buy them lunch. Everybody wants to start spending that money already, don't they?
They do, and the thing we're trying to remind folks is that we really are operating from a position of deficit. You know, we don't have a budget passed yet this year for next year. And we do have a $1.5 billion deficit that we're trying to fix. So while $400 million is great news, you know, we still have some tough decisions to make.
Thanks so much, Kurt.
All right, Tony. Take care.